Well, intense on its eastward expansion, NATO is planning to deploy more forces to Poland in a move that's expected to anger Russia. The defense ministers of Germany, Poland, and Denmark have agreed to increase the number of the soldiers at NATO's multinational corps northeast headquarters in Szczecin. There are currently forces from 15 different countries at the base. The Western Military Alliance plans to station soldiers from over 20 countries at the base ahead of the NATO summit in Warsaw next year. NATO and Russia have been flexing their military muscles in the region amid the conflict in Ukraine. Dmitry Babich is from the Voice of Russia radio station, who joins us from Moscow. Dmitry Babich, so you have NATO planning to deploy more forces, but more interesting is the war exercises that's going to be held between Ukraine and the United States all the way through to November. Who's pushing the buttons here? It seems like maybe they forgot about the agreements called the Minsk II. It seems like that's in place, even though there's been some violations. But why is it stirring the pot, so to speak, that Ukraine and NATO in particular are doing?
Well, I think indeed it is a breach of the Minsk agreements. And the Russian foreign minister has already protested, saying that it's a very strange exercise, you know, an exercise that lasts for several months. And 300 U.S. Marines will be training not just the Ukrainian military, they will be training the so-called voluntary battalions. The Ukrainian voluntary battalions, these are usually ultra-right organizations which took part in toppling the legally elected government in Kiev, which are very racist, very anti-Russian. So these people are going to be trained by U.S. Marines in the west of Ukraine. And, you know, the rebels in the southeast of Ukraine, the pro-Russian rebels, they already report that there are some American military present in that area too. So, of course, this is very, very worrisome. And I would add to it also the fact that the United States and NATO, they are going to have military exercises in the Baltics in May. There will be thousands of servicemen involved with planes using laser-guided equipment and all sorts of other lethal weapons. So this is all looks. It all looks like NATO is amassing a huge amount of forces on the border with Russia. At the same time, the United States and NATO accuse Russia of aggressive intentions. But this is just laughable. Look at the map of NATO and the Soviet Union in 1991, and look at the map of NATO and Russia now. You will see who expanded and who is the aggressor here.
There was an interesting statement that came out from the Ukrainian Interior Minister, Dmitry Babich. The Ukrainian Interior Minister, regarding those military exercises with the U.S., said that we want to use U.S.'s experience so we can be prepared for a war. It almost sounds like they're preparing themselves for this war that really is not being provoked by Russia. It's something they're trying to, it seems, make happen. Doesn't it appear that way?
Yes. The problem is that Russia, in its official statements, never speaks about the war between Ukraine and Russia. President Putin has excluded this possibility in all of his interviews. The only side which keeps talking about a war between Russia and Ukraine, this is the new regime in Kiev. They call themselves victims of Russian aggression. They openly say that they're in a state of war with Russia. So it's a very strange situation. One country says that it is not attacking another country, that it does not want to have a war. But another country says that there is already a war going on, so they need American instructors, they need foreign troops on their territory, they need lethal foreign weapons. So to me, it's a very, very strange case of a small country being aggressive against a big country. And the only reason why the Ukrainian regime behaves that way is because it has the total backing of the United States and of the European Union. Look at the European newspapers. Look at the statements of the European officials. They never criticize the new regime in Kiev, although it has led a war against its own people, which already cost about 5,000 lives. Okay, they criticize Russia. Probably Russia should be criticized. But why is there not a single word against the new regime in Kiev? It was this regime that bombed the cities and cut off 4 million people in the east of Ukraine from all kinds of food supplies, all kinds of money transfers from the rest of Ukraine.